BBC News with Jerry Smith. US President Barack Obama has warned that the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will be making a tragic mistake if he were to use the stockpile of chemical weapons that Syria has now admitted possessing. Mr. Obama added that the Syrian leader would be held accountable if chemical weapons were used. The President's comments followed a similar warning from the State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland.
Any talk about any use of any kind of a weapon like that in this situation is horrific and chilling. The Syrian regime has a responsibility to the world, has a responsibility first and foremost to its own citizens to protect and safeguard those weapons, and that kind of loose talk just speaks to the kind of regime that we're talking about.
The U.S. warning came after Syria's foreign ministry spokesman acknowledged for the first time that Syria has chemical weapons, but he said they would only be used in the event of a foreign attack. Multiple attacks across Iraq, many targeting the security forces, have killed more than 100 people. It's one of the worst days of violence in Iraq since American forces withdrew last December. Rami Ruhayam reports from Baghdad.
Rescue workers scrambled to multiple blast scenes as Iraq reeled from yet another day of coordinated attacks. The northern city of Kirkuk and its suburbs were struck by no fewer than 8 car bombs. Several police checkpoints came under assault, and in one instance an army base was attacked by mortars and then machine gun fire, killing 15 soldiers. Security forces bore the brunt of the casualties, but many civilians were also hit in attacks on markets, roads and local government buildings.
The man accused of killing 12 people in a shooting at a midnight screening of the new Batman film in Colorado last week has appeared in court. The suspect, James Holmes, faces more than 70 charges. Alistair Leithhead is in Colorado.
James Holmes looked tired, almost slipping into sleep and seemingly unaware of his surroundings as he made his first court appearance since 12 people were killed and 58 injured in the shooting at the cinema on Friday. His hair was dyed a bright red, said to resemble Batman's evil on-screen enemy, the Joker. This initial hearing was to show the court police had enough evidence that he was the lone gunman to keep him in custody, in solitary confinement, and to outline to him the gravity of the accusations.
One of the most successful college football teams in the United States, Penn State, has been fined $60 million by the sport's governing body. This follows an investigation showing that officials at the university had colluded in concealing child sex abuse allegations against the team's former assistant coach, Jerry Sandusky. He was found guilty of molesting a number of boys for over a decade. You're listening to World News from the BBC. South Sudan has proposed a deal to neighbouring Sudan worth billions of dollars to compensate it for economic losses caused by the South's independence. It's one of a range of measures being put forward by South Sudan to try to resolve a bitter dispute between the two sides since their separation over a year ago. James Copnell reports from Khartoum.
South Sudan's offer includes more than $3.2 billion over a 3.5-year period to compensate Sudan in part for the economic losses South Sudan's independence has caused it. Juba also says it will waive its claims to nearly $5 billion it believes it is owed by Khartoum. The 67-page document outlines security and border arrangements, including arbitration mechanisms for determining which country several disputed areas belong to.
A far-reaching ban on alcohol advertising has gone into effect in Russia as part of a campaign to tackle the country's drink problem. Jason Caffrey has the details.
Alcohol consumption in Russia is amongst the highest in the world, and the new ban is designed to help change that. It prohibits the advertising of alcohol on TV, on radio, on public transport, and on billboards. It also applies to the internet, and from January next year, it'll cover print media. Only shops and kiosks will still be allowed to advertise alcohol. One expert told the BBC the ban would hit legitimate producers, but leave black market traders untouched. Others have defended it as a tough but necessary measure to reduce Russia's high levels of alcohol consumption.
European financial markets have had a turbulent day driven by continuing concerns about Spain's national debt. The German, French and Italian stock markets dropped sharply by 3%. Observers say the Spanish debt situation is appearing increasingly precarious and further financial assistance may be needed from the Eurozone. BBC News.